Whether by tram, train, or bus, over the next 3 months, journeys with these are much cheaper. For $10 or €9 a month, passengers can now get unlimited local and regional travel around the country.
We have prepared Deutsche Bahn as good as possible. For example, with additional trains, 250 trains every day in our networks in Germany. And we have additional staff on the trains and also in the railway station. So we try the best to be prepared.
At a time when inflation is higher than it has been for a long time, ministers hope this policy will ease some of the financial pain caused by rising prices.
This is what the passenger gets for their €9, a ticket to ride anywhere in this country, which can be bought in the paper version or on a smartphone. Armed with one of these, theoretically, I can take most of the trains, trams or buses that stop at this station. But most people who use this are likely to be commuters.
So what do they make of it?
I just bought it. It's great because I used to pay 86 and now it's 9. And I have to go to work every day, so it was a big expense.
I use public transport a lot in different cities, Munich, Cologne, Berlin, so it's very convenient.
By making public transport much more affordable, if only for 3 months, this is a green policy, so the theory goes. But some people say it doesn't go far enough.
We need to invest a lot more, especially in our rail systems, and that's not something that you can do overnight. It's also not something that is done in 3 months. So we need more trains, we need longer trains, we need to build more train tracks, we need more buses. These are all things that take time.
The cheaper season ticket has been introduced to coincide with a cut in fuel costs for motorists. The price of petrol at the pump has risen sharply since the war in Ukraine. At first glance on Wednesday, prices do seem now to be dropping. So, taken together, the politicians in charge believe what they're introducing will make a difference. The next 3 months will tell us whether most Germans agree. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.